Online Podcast 173. Oi. Oi, oi, oi. Hey, hello, hello, welcome, welcome to Online Podcast. Welcome, welcome to all the new listener and the old listener. This is me, John. I am a, it's been a while since I talked to you about that, though. I am an American publisher, and I speak nonsense. I am a Malaysian-born Chinese and currently residing now in the United States of America. I've been podcasting for a while. Sort of started podcasting because I want to document some of my life events and emotion and experience. And, having my friends listening to it so that I don't have to write them email individually. And talking about friends, I have really found out that podcasting has brought me a lot of friendship. Besides, can you hear the birds? Let me see if I can turn down the limiter, whatever they call it, thing. Okay, this is the actual room noise that you hear when I record a show. So you can actually hear my computer fan. Gosh, what was that? Oh my gosh, I can hear my, like, my chair. What is that plasticky noise? What was that? Did you hear that? I hear this noise that... It really was my... It was something. So I'm probably really loud now, right? Hello, 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 hello. But anyway, can you hear the cicada? I know that, what's his name? Jason Kestengrey, the wonderful singer, told me that he likes the sound of cicada. And of course, this is not the show that I was telling you about, Jason. I'm actually going to do something. Oh, happy Monday, by the way. I'm going to do something outdoor that you can actually hear the stereo sound of the outdoor. But what I'm going to say is I'm going to turn my regular setting back, which, you know, cuts down the outside noise, and you can hopefully hear me better. Okay, here it is. We're back now. I was saying that I've made a lot. Oh, did I not turn? Oh, here it is. Oh, here's my microphone back up. Gosh, I feel like Madge. You know, adjusting the sound and all that. Right when I'm doing the recording. I'm putting this Listerine pocket packs, oral care strips, on my tongue. Ooh, it's strong. But anyway, I'm in this funky mood, though. You know, I'm also ADD. I'm in this funky mood. I was getting all ready to talk about fat today. In fact, I told people about it. I talked to Beth, and I get to chat with Beth, one of the listeners. So we'll listen to Beth's message right now before I talk to you about what I was going to talk about with her.
Hey, John, it's Beth. I was just catching up on all of your posts. I've gotten behind on everyone's blogs lately, or I should say podcasts. And I just caught up on Archer's and Chef Mark's, and now I'm trying to catch up on yours. And I just got to your video post, and it was absolutely hilarious. I could not keep
this is the ugly whore
cracking up. Oh my god, I think I woke up my whole family because I can't stop watching it. You are too funny. I hope we see more of them, and I hope all is well with you. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye. Thank you. And that was Beth. And I get to talk to Beth for a while there. You know, I don't know why lately there's been a lot of talk about my laugh. And I don't know, you know, it's interesting to talk about yourself, right? Well, you know, I do a podcast, so most of the times you hear me talking about myself. But it's very interesting to be really looking at my laughters, because not only on my online podcasts, and there's rarely any crossover, even if they're... Hello, I'm overmodulating. I don't know why. My sound seems weird, though. So, even though there's not really a cross of listenership, you know, with a few people, in exception of a few people, the same people who are talking about my laughs, I guess I talked about it, that's why. I brought up the fact that, I know people were talking about my laugh on Penang Hokkien, and now people are talking about my laughs also on online podcasts. And so it's kind of, I have the sense of, you know, me being a clown laughing all the time. And today I just don't feel very much like it, even though I did some in the very beginning. It's hard not to. But because I'm sort of saddened by... I think I talk about this, and I try to not talk about it because I don't really know I don't really have a lot of knowledge and understanding about the issue. I'm talking about the Middle East conflict or just world peace in general, because it's not just in the Middle East. You know that it affects every single one of us. And I just, you know, the image that stuck in my head was, you know, the babies, children, men, women, you know, burning flesh, bleeding flesh, running as the bombs coming down. Those images that we see on TV of Israel... having the bomb attack in Lebanon. Same thing the other way around, but today I saw a little bit of a clip saying that it was the Hezbollah attacking back Israel. And I really, I've been thinking a lot about it, and I'm not smart enough. I don't have enough knowledge to really come up with what I'm thinking. So instead of telling you what I'm thinking, I'm telling you what I'm feeling. So it's very strange, because it hurts me. And then I learned this from our dear Griffy, that it's perfectly correct to say it pains me. And so I'm going to say that. I'm going to say it pains me to see that kind of destruction that a group of human beings can do to another group of human beings. What is not there? What is lacking that is causing us to be able to hurt each other so violently and so badly? Now, if you look back on history, the key influence, or at least the main claim of it, is religion. And I don't seem to hear much about, I don't seem to feel as much passion when it comes to talking about war and peace in religious groups than when we're talking about gay marriage. Why don't I see that sort of passion against killing each other? And I just don't know. And it really puts me into something, you know, in a funky mood, really. And I don't know how to express it besides saying that it really throws me off. And there are several other things also. There's this thing about... life in general. You know, there are good times and there are bad times. And people around me just lately has been having some pretty bad days. If you don't know, my candles, you know, my pride candles, I call them, Mike Hip, his father passed away, I think, a day before his birthday. And so that was kind of sucked, you know, it's no good. It's part of life. And then when I turn on the TV, I see this helicopters being shot down, houses being bombed on beautiful human faces. I mean, I don't even know how to express myself. I don't have a solution. I don't have a... I don't know. I'm merely speaking out what I'm feeling right now. So, you know, I may not make any sense at all. So, you know, I don't know. And all this war going in... It pains me, really, and I don't know. I know I feel bad, but I don't know. I don't really know. I don't know. I don't really know what to do. Do I continue? And then I look back. You know, here I am, all prepped and you know, it has something to do with Beth. You know, Beth and I was having this wonderful chat about fat. You know, and I talk about my fat all the time, but then when you look at this bomb coming down, and all of a sudden, my fat and my life, what I'm doing right now, is so insignificant. So, it sort of, you know, threw me off a little bit there. I'm not sure how I feel. I mean, I'm not sure how, what to think about all this war thing, and then there's, you know, global warming or climate change, all those things. And I think I was telling somebody that, you know, do we then just, you know, go out and have a good time while we can before this world ends? It sure feels like, you know, the world is about to crumble. I wonder what would you do if you do know that the world is ending? I surely won't be dieting, that's for sure. And I surely won't be... I don't know. Okay, let's talk about what I would do. I would definitely spend a lot of time with the people I love. I would squeeze out all the love that I can possibly squeeze out from my being and use it all up before I die. And, you know, there's all kinds of love, and I've been feeling a lot from even within the podcasting community, which is kind of strange. It sort of created a different group of friends that I have luckily gained, I guess, besides the pounds that I put on. So, you know, I've get to know Steve pretty well. Getting to know Andy pretty well through some chats that we were, you know, sharing. And learn a little bit about the struggle of each other. Same thing as the podcast that I listen to. learn about people's lives, and hopefully what it really taught me was that everybody has their own struggle. Everybody has their own world that they try to survive sometimes when it's bad times. And it has definitely make me more aware of other people's life and other people's situation, for sure. And sometimes appreciate what I have a little bit more from seeing what other people are going through. So I'm just in a little bit of funky mood. I hope this doesn't bore you, but if it does, never mind. Skip forward. I'll go to the silly fun stuff at a later time. I just feel a little funky right now. And like I said, I don't know what to make of it. Do I do something or do I not? The only thing that I know how to do or what to do is continue. Continue to follow the one principle that I have in life, that is to squeeze out every ounce of love I can and share it with people I care around me. And that includes you, the listeners. Because some of you took the time to write in, and I truly appreciate that. I guess with the ending of that little background music that I found on the PodSafe Music Network, I don't really know. I just am, you know, blabbering out my feelings and my emotion from all those stuff that I see on the news being bombarded by. What a contrast with some of the shows I did, talking about my fat and laughing about my whoreness. But, you know, some people like that, and I appreciate your taking the time to actually write me or send me a message, just like this one from Francis.
It's me, Francis, again. You've never heard from me before, but I think you have. I think the first time I commented on your website was when you were oh, that you weren't going to do the biopsy thing anymore. I think that's the first time I did comment on it.
Yeah.
Well, so.
Thank you. Thank you for writing in and letting me know. And I did go back to the biopsy thing, and you did comment on that, and I saw that your name was there. And thank you for doing that again, and obviously having a voice message to go with the name, it really helps, and I'll remember you more and send more a voice comment in here for me. I appreciate all of you who listen, and also those of you who took time to send in messages. Here's a message from Tom. Ramble Redhead, Tom.
Hey, John,
from Ramble Redhead.
Tom, a.k.a. Ramble Redhead. Just want to give you another quick call. I listened to your episode that you talked about your laugh and how people told you you should stop being so sissy, and I just want to let you know that I love your show and I love your laugh, and I am still working on that laughing for you. So.
Oh, yes. He's working on a laughing track of my laugh, and I think I heard that when Archer was on Rainbow Redhead's recording, so the show. And I'm actually trying to work out a time with him so that I can have him interview me, because he's got some really good questions. He's a very good interviewer. And so I'm looking forward to that. And I was trying to do it tonight since I have time, but we're going to have to work out another time because he is out of town. So thank you, Rembrandt, for the message. We'll continue listening to it.
And don't change things. So
thank
you. Wish you all the best, and talk to you soon. Hope to have you on the show soon. Bye-bye.
All right. I'd love to be on the show soon. And also, you know, he was nominated as one of the GLBT podcaster on, Podcast Awards or something like that. I don't remember. I don't really know, you know. Plus, you know, I'll definitely vote for him and show him my support whenever I remember. But, you know, those things are really, you know, it's great to have, you know, I'm sure for a lot of people, but to me it's, well, I don't even have a lot of listeners, so why do I care? No, I really don't. You know, I just hope that people can stand back and look at things from a wider perspective. You know, our world is so all within ourselves. That's our world, and we focus on our things. We focus on this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that tomorrow. And then we set goals for ourselves, and then we forget to look at the world in the bigger picture. I just wish more people can step back and look at the world and look at those faces. I mean, it pains, like I said, it pains me to see those faces being bombed. I mean, it's so painful to see. And my question is, why do we not see those images from Iraq? You know that's going on. You know that's killing there. But why don't we see it? We only see horrible images from a war that we're not involved in. No, well, not really. We sort of are. From a world that's further from us, and it's not quite hit home because you don't see the American soldiers in the clip. So, yeah, I wonder why do we not see those images in Iraq? That's got to tell you something, people. And one of my favorite podcasters, Archer, left me a message on my Ching Chong, and so I play that now, and I really appreciate all the listeners.
Well, other than your boyfriend.
Oh, what is it? Oh, here it is.
You know, don't really.
Ah.
Hey, John, this is Archer of Archer Radio. First of all, I want to thank you for being on the Skype cast we did last night. That
yeah,
was fun.
We did a Skype cast on Archer's show the other day. It was fun.
I wanted to mention a couple things. First of all, I would love to see a picture of you dressed in your Star Trek costume that you made.
I think
that would be absolutely adorable. So
I will have to see if it fits first. When I made it, it was rather large, but I am also rather large now. So we'll see if it fits. And if it does, I'll take some pictures and I'll post it on the web for all your enjoyment.
Think about doing that and put up a picture on the website. And the other thing I want to say was, when you were talking about feeling not sexy or...
Okay, this is the part that I mentioned on my previous, last Monday show, about how I think Archer is the only one that really got... Well, because she shares the same experience I do, so listen to
people
this.
People other than your boyfriend, you know, don't really talk as if you're sexy or whatever. Or, you know, about your being fat and stuff. I just want to say that I could totally relate to you because besides my boyfriend, I've really never heard from anyone about being, you know, sexy or good looking or any of that kind of thing. And I think it has to do with my being a little chunky too. But since the boyfriend's been gone, I've lost 3 pounds. So
you whore.
I'm feeling a little better, but I need to lose like 15 more. So anyway,
I have 20 to lose and I haven't budged a pound.
I appreciate today's show. I could totally relate to it. And I think that's why I have such a connection with you and your podcast. So,
thank you.
Thanks. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And, you know, why do I reply back? Okay, here's the laughs back, I guess. You know, you can take the laughs out of me, but you can't take me out of my laugh. What? Huh? Whatever you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I don't really know what I mean, but never mind. And listen to Mark also. I'm sort of like, you know, playing some of the voice messages because it really, I just want to have more connection with the listeners, because I think that's what makes this medium work, is to have direct interaction with the listeners.
Hi, Ching Chong. It's Chef Mark, and just calling to say hi-de-ho. It was fun talking on that Skype cast last night, the Archer's recording. And I was laughing so hard on the subway listening to your show this morning. It was so hilarious where you're like, okay, please stay still while I play this music. And then in comes Lan Yi.
He was talking about the show that I was mentioning, the Thai King, the King of Thailand, and how people pay respect and to the country and to the king, where you, when they hear the national anthem being broadcast, the whole country pauses, stop to pay respect. And so I was, you know, being silly, and I said, okay, here's my national anthem, and then play my theme song.
Good. That was so hilarious. You should actually start a movement to play that and make people dance, because I could not stop tapping my foot when I heard that. And thank you so much for the newest incarnation of the Remarkably Marked.
I will play that for you.
Version 2.0. I'm excited, and I'm going to start using that starting with the next show. As you said, I don't know that people would notice a huge difference, but it sounds so much, there's a tighter harmonies in it. It's really nice. And you're just so wonderful and sweet for doing that for me.
Thank you.
You're just a great guy all around. And everybody loves you.
Oh, thank you.
Are cute. And I bet you would look super cute in your Star Trek outfit. You'd
another
look like
request.
Will Crusher, whom I used to have a crusher on myself.
Woo.
Ciao, baby.
Bye-bye. Ciao. Now, in fact, that was Mark from Remarkably Mark, as well as Remarkable Mark. No, shit, I messed it up. Remarkably Mark and Remarkable Palette podcast. And so listen to this. This is a theme song that I wrote for him. I don't know if I've played this really on here before, but this is a theme song I wrote to him.
He walks on the street from Chelsea to Times Square, a personal chef without his cookware. He tells his stories with his minty name Steva. Viva Remarkable, Steva Remarkable, Viva Remarkably Mark.
Voila, that was the theme song that I wrote him. So if you want to check it out, go to remarkablymark.blogspot.com, and I will try to do the show notes. I'm so lazy. And, so let's continue listening to some of the other comments from my listeners. In fact, there's one that came from Eddie from the family Jewel podcast. I think it's a Family Jewel podcast, but you know, go to my website onlinepodcast.com. I'll put a link there. The Family Jewels, so just one, like your no, what is it called? The Family Jewel or familyjewel.com. Family Jewels, I don't know. You will go to my website, because my sound is awful. What happens to my sound? Ugh. Family Jewels. Jewels. And I'm over-modulating too. Maybe I should set my input level to be softer. I should have done that like 10,000 minutes ago. No, I don't think I can do it while I'm recording, but never mind. The Family Jewels podcast, and you can go. I'm subscribed to, so I'm going to go to my iTunes and see them. I wonderful podcast, you know, so much talent out there, I tell you. And today when I was listening to Remarkably Mark talking to Eddie Bang Bang from the Family Jewel podcast, I'm so stunned by so many different talents out there. You know, people who are really talented in all different aspects. And this is what I found. A big group right now still, all those people, well, at least those that I'm in touch with, are really, really talented people. I mean, I'm talking about Steve, right? He, you know, he's a programmer and he is bisexual, and that's got to be talented. Oh, good God. No, I'm giving him a hard time. No, he's you know, so very talented. And then there's Andy Melton, young and talented, and, you know, building websites and all those stuff. And there's also Mark Tafoya. I mean, that's another great talent right there. Actor, chef, and, you know, talented people in the podcasting arena. So many, and I don't want to, you know, mention names anymore, because then I would not mention somebody's name and they would think that I think that they're not talented. But I just have to say, every single person I met in my podcasting cycle were wonderfully talented. I know, you know, Jason Keston Gui, who's one of my listeners, and he's going to be starting his own podcast. And because that whore is getting the Adderall R09 that I wanted so badly, he's getting one. Oh, gosh, I'm so jealous, Jason. But I'm looking forward to your podcast as well. And, you know, all this great talents, I just cannot stand it. Well, I really can't. I really don't. And talking about talent, Eddie is another wonderful talent. If you haven't listened to the show, which I still need to find out what the familyjewels.com. It's what's called the Family Jewels. Oh, it's the familyjewelspodcast.com, the one I couldn't get to it. So the website is thefamilyjewelspodcast.com. And a wonderful, wonderful talent also. And Dave sounds very... his voice sounds wonderful also on there. Audio is awful, sucky, shit today. I don't know why I'm turning it down. Oh, gosh, I don't want to be messing with the audio today. But it is weird. It is bad. So I'm going to be fixing it before my next show for sure. Oh, my Lord. And let's listen to the message from Eddie Bang Bang from the Family Jewels.
Hey, John, this is Eddie, a.k.a. Eddie Bang Bang of the FamilyJewelsPodcast.com. Just wanted to leave you a quick message here. I'm not sure if you realize how much you really do influence we podcasters out there. The whole reason that I went with WordPress is because I had heard you talking about it one time on one of your programs. And then that's why I chose Bluehost to be our host, because they were listed as one of the hosting organizations on the WordPress website. I wish I had known that you were an affiliate for Bluehost, because I would have gone through your website do my signups, so that you would have gotten a little ching-ching there.
Mm-hmm. But that's okay. That's okay, Eddie. But I want to tell you now, though, from now on, there are several affiliate that I am affiliated with. Libsyn, all the services that I personally use and I like, I try to, if they have an affiliate program, I'll try to sign up for it. And so that is from, he was talking about Bluehost, which is my hosting company, which I just renewed my hosting service for another year, because I really like them so far. And then also Libsyn. I also use Libsyn to host all my media files. So if you want to use Libsyn, there's also an affiliate program that you can go through. All you have to do is come to Online Podcasts and then scroll all the way down to the right hand. On the right hand side, there are services that I use. The three things that I put on there: one is Sound Professionals, which is where I got my binaural microphone. Where many people ask about that. In fact, Adam from the Crab Cycles also just bought one, and I think he used my link to do that. So thank you very much, Adam, for doing so. And so I'm very excited, and listen to the rest of the message.
I didn't become aware of that until after the fact, and I'm sorry. But
no problem.
I think the only other thing that I wanted to say was that I absolutely love your laugh. It's so interesting listening to a couple of your episodes where you talk about your laugh and how the kids gave you such a hard time when you were younger about being kind of a sissy and your laugh. And I can relate to that because as a kid I was very much a sissy and just didn't felt like I fit in and, you know, couldn't play sports and all that kind of stuff. But just wanted to let you know, sweetie, that you are just wonderful as the chunky Chinese Malayan goddess that you are. And
I sure am.
Perfect, just like you are, sweetie. And
thank you.
I hope to talk to you soon. I hope all is well with you in Kansas City, and take care.
Really, everything is really well. It's just that the world is you know, feeling so miserable for me. It, you know, that's why it sort of bucked me a little bit here. And to cheer up before we go, we have a very fun message from another big hunk of talent. I shouldn't say hunk, because it's a woman.
Hi, John. This is Rebecca from Tranny Rec Radio. I wanted to comment on your video podcast you did a few weeks ago. And first of all, I want to say it was really good seeing that face behind the voice. But I have to say, man, you are fucking fat. Oh, my God. I couldn't help but notice the rolls of fat hanging.
I'm actually touching my rolls of fat right now.
And
I'm
your
grabbing
body.
Them.
And oh. God, how do you even move around nowadays?
I roll. I roll.
That beached whale syndrome. Jesus Christ. Oh, oh, and I also wanted to say I enjoyed the interview, or not the interview, the talks you posted with Bishop Gumbleton. Growing up in a coming from a Mormon background, that really hit home, and I'm definitely going to share that link with the gay Mormon community, because I think a lot of people in that talk will resonate with a lot of people who come from a Mormon background too, just because both churches have a tendency to have the same fucked up attitude.
And, don't you love Rebecca?
Have kind of a similar hierarchy structure as well, but except that our local people don't get paid. The greedy whores are all at the top. Anyway, I'll shut up now. This is a long enough message. Jesus Christ. For a minute and a half.
Luckily,
now,
there's only
love the show.
Thank you. There's only a maximum of 2 minutes that you can record there on my Ching Chong. So that was Rebecca. And for those of you who've been listening for a while, you know that Rebecca has her own podcast called The Tranny Rack. And yes, she is a transsexual. And in fact, we've had her on a show, on my show, talking about the process, well, talking about the experience and also things that we should all know about a transsexual individual and what is the right way of treating people. And sometimes we treat people wrong because we don't know about them. You see that in wars also, because we don't know much about them and therefore we treat them wrongly. You can see a lot of that in the Iraqi war for sure. And you know, we just don't have the knowledge. And so knowing other people, talking to other people, open up your lives to learning about new things or new kind of things that we may not be exposed to or used to is very crucial to having a more harmonious world, which we really need badly. We need world peace. I'm going to go back to a very simple solution that is starting from yourself. Squeeze out all the love you can. Oh my gosh, give the love, give the love, give the love. And and hopefully and we will be reaching to a better place. Or at least, even if we don't, as a whole world, in your world, you achieve some sort of peace in yourselves. So, crucial things to do. And I will be having Rebecca back to talk to us about the surgery that she'll be getting. In fact, she is, I think, in November going to Thailand. Oop, am I supposed to say that? I think she mentioned that on her show, that she's going to Thailand and to get her surgery. And, you know, what a major a step to take. And so we'll be talking to her, hopefully, before and after the surgery, because I'm just curious that way. I want to know more about what she's experiencing, what she's going through. Is she nervous? I know that, you know, we talk personal, you know, while we're not recording our shows, personally, that she you know, it's kind of nerve-wracking. You know, it's something that's nervous. It's not like a haircut that you chop it off and you get to grow it back. You know, it's this wonderful experience, I'm sure, for her. And we will definitely be talking more about that with her. Plus, we have our lovely Steve from Swan Lake is coming back this Thursday, and he'll be talking to you about all things that I will ask him on that day. And, you know, we talked about, and it's already pre-recorded, yeah, ruined the illusion, but we'll be talking about bisexuality, and I asked some questions about bisexuality and all these other good stuff. In fact, most importantly, about his business. Why am I, you know, why have I grown so much closer to him as a friend? Because we've been talking back and forth almost every single day, and started off as the software that I really appreciate and like to use of his, that the one that he created called Feeder. So we'll be talking more about that as well, but not too much that it will bore you. But we'll be talking about that definitely this Thursday. So thank you so much for listening, ladies and gentlemen. I hope I didn't bring your day down. It's a Monday after all. It's already down as it is. But you know what? I have to be honest. You know, whatever I'm feeling right now, I just have to pour it out. So thank you for listening to all of you. Please come back this Thursday for more of Steve's interview. And hopefully you'll have a wonderful week ahead. And don't forget to smile, ladies. Ta-ta.